It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The Lord will not abandon his people because that would dishonor his great name. For it has pleased the Lord to make you his very own.
Okay, paso, people.
What's up, peeps?
Welcome to Bumper Sticker Wisdom. I'm Jason.
And I'm John.
And hope everybody enjoyed the Ford commercial. Only people that actually pay attention to the show is going to understand why that's funny.
It's hilarious is what that is. Oh, man.
Brother John's going to say a quick prayer, and we'll get started.
Sir. Father in heaven, we just want to ask that anybody who happens to be listening right now, Father, that you bless this time for them, allow them to receive whatever it is that you have for them. Father, we ask that you inhabit our thoughts and our minds, our hearts, and allow us to say exactly what it is that's going to be beneficial for them right now. We thank you that you are good, you are just, and you are kind, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Sin.
Oh, this is episode uno, settle.
100. It's a big deal, man. It's a big deal. Really excited. I'm really, really, really proud to even be a part of it, to be honest with you.
It's 100. Think of things that are in hundreds. If someone lives to 100, that's a huge deal.
Yeah.
$100 ain't really worth Jack no more.
Not anymore. Used to.
You get a hundo and you're like, oh my God. Yeah. I can eat like 37 times.
I was probably, I don't know, 12 or 13 years old. And we went to, no, I've actually told you the story before about being, my family discouraging me because I turned in a $100 bill that I found.
Yeah.
You remember that story? Yeah. At Marty's restaurant, which doesn't exist anymore. But, I turned the $100 bill in. I ended up getting the $100 eventually. And I remember feeling like, you know, I'm balling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I spent that $100 really fast, but I just remember, like, it went a lot further than it would today.
The first pair of Oakleys I ever got, brand new, from Sunglass Hut, was like 65 or 70 bucks. And I remember thinking as I'm paying, like, trembling, like, as a kid, like, buying these freaking sunglasses. Yeah.
Now they're like 140.
I had a pair that was three.
Holy crap.
Yeah, the metal or the titanium Sutros.
Gotcha.
I think is what they're called. They're the metal frame.
The pair I got when we were in Miami. I don't have them no more. I don't know what happened to them.
Damn.
I don't know. That's been a few years ago.
I did get a new pair right before we went to St. Lucia.
Gosh, that's over a year ago now.
No, right before we went to Vegas.
Oh, this last time?
Yeah. Got a new pair. And I got them on sale. Oakley.com, baby.
The sales are good.
Yeah.
I like sales. Yeah. I told my wife the other day, I was like, man, we need to become coupon clippers, bro. Dead on. Dead serious. Like, things are just not cheap anymore, man.
So, I think I created an account And if you create an account, you get another 20% off. I think they were regular, like, 175 or 170 or something like that. And I got them for, like, 125, 130.
It's not bad.
No.
No. Not for good Oakleys.
Yeah.
Yeah, good enough, I guess. Yeah. Huh?
I can't live without a pair of sunglasses, though.
Oh, no. I used to not wear them, but I can't do it anymore.
If I'm outside, I got a work pair. I got a good pair. I got a dress pair.
I do. Sounds like shoes.
And my freaking, the ones that are the most expensive, the $300 and whatever pair, those are my work sunglasses.
What?
Yeah. They're the oldest ones I have, and they're just, they're already jacked up.
Yeah, you've had them for a while?
Yeah, I've had them for 3 or 4 years, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what happened to mine. It doesn't really matter.
You gave me a pair. I have a pair in my work truck.
That must be them.
Yeah, you gave me a pair. And I never wear them. I mean, you gave them to me. I want to say when we were still recording at your house.
That was because the rubber pieces were getting all gooey. Do you remember
sticky.
That?
Yeah, yeah, sticky. Yeah, they're sticky as a mother.
Fornicator.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I was like, I'm not going to wear that. I'm not going to wear them.
Yeah, I've put them on a couple times, and it's like, yeah. You know those stupid hams that you slick?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
The ones that you would play with for it's 3 seconds.
All, it's not like in my, yeah, it's like in my hair. It's just all, hey, yay, guy.
Oh, that's hilarious. Hey, so I was thinking about this yesterday. I don't know. I'm sure you remember us talking about it before. You remember the eye of the needle thing?
Yeah.
When Christ says it'd be
easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle.
Right. Than for a rich person to get into heaven.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this yesterday for some reason. And we established the eye of the needle isn't what we thought.
It's the entrance to a city, isn't it?
It's the entrance to the, yeah, because the city walls.
Yeah.
The gate would be what they call the eye of the needle. And the reason he said, okay, so they would have to actually, people put all their stuff on the camel.
Yeah.
Right. And just to be so big, and they try to get it through the door.
Yeah.
And they'd have to unpack it so that the camel could go through. Then they'd have to reload the stupid thing. Right.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about what was Christ trying to say right there. And I think what he was trying to say is a little more about our attachments, right? It's not about the money. It's not about the rich thing. It's not about the having money thing. It's about the stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Because people aren't willing to unload the stuff to go through the gate. Like, Christ is a narrow gate, right? So you could call it the eye of the needle. And so whatever was going on inside of my head, I was thinking about the possessions. It's more about the possessions because that's this here and now stuff, right? It's not really money itself. It's the possessions and the things because you pack all your things on the camel. You can't get the camel through the gate.
Yeah.
In order to get through the gate, you got to unload it.
Yeah.
And so I think that might be why he said it the way he said it. Does that make sense? Or am I way off base?
No, I think it makes sense. How long ago is this we talked about this? Because it was we were talking about it with your dad. We're at the table. We were at the table. It was for Bible study, I believe. We were talking about it.
It's been.
Dude.
What happened?
My little lock popped out.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
At least it didn't spit you out.
I'm going to keep that to myself.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Grow connects you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights and weekends. There are no subscriptions, no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/try now today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/try now. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Come on, man. It was
my mind immediately is going to left field. It's like, whoa,
whoa, hey. Hey. We're probably it's a minimum of 6 months to 8 months ago. It's been some time.
Yeah.
Since we talk about that.
Where is that at?
The eye of the needle?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Let's find out.
Because in order to have clear context, you have to read what's before and what's and after.
That's right.
No, I'm just kidding. Ah, there it is.
Matthew.
Hey, what did that thing say, though?
Sorry. Which part?
Go up. The phrase, easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle, is a figure of speech, a hyperbole used by Jesus to emphasize the difficulty for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. Why does he pick on the rich people, though? I know he's like has a thing for the poor.
Well, and it goes on to say it. It illustrates that relying on wealth makes one spiritually poor. Because I don't think Christ is actually talking to you about your possessions and your things today, right? I don't think it's all about – we're only focused on here and now, right? That's what we're talking about. That's
I think
what,
maybe he's talking about you're focused on the things of this world.
Right. It's a spiritual – you're spiritually poor, even though you're physically wealthy.
Yeah.
You're spiritually poor. Right, and that's
I could name some names, but I'm not gonna. I was always taught if I didn't have nothing nice to say, not to say nothing at all. I'm talking about celebrities. I'm not talking about average Joe. I'm not saying like I'm gonna mention John. I gotta finish John Smith. You know what I mean? But that's a generic name. Yeah. I'm not gonna mention that dude.
I think it's a good point, though. I think it points to exactly what I was talking about. The rich folks, people who have a lot, get attached to a lot.
Yeah.
Right? And they don't want to lose that. So it's easier for the camel itself to go through the narrow gate, even with no relationship with Christ, because it doesn't have any attachments.
Yeah. Nothing right? here to hold it back.
Right. The camel isn't attached to stuff.
Yeah.
Or money. It's attached to its destination. I think that's the point, right? Yeah. And I don't know. Don't ask me why I was thinking that. It was at church during worship, and I don't know why I was going through this in my head for whatever reason. But it felt like something to talk about. You know what I mean? Like, it just, I don't think it's wrong to have things. Like, I don't want anybody to think that. I don't think God frowns upon people having wealth. I don't think God frowns upon
it's
people.
The idolatry of it.
It's
though.
Exactly. It's where does it sit on your on the throne of your life? Because if you're willing to give it up at any given notice for the cause or for Christ itself, then you're not attached to that. So you'll easily pass through the gate.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but I have to leave this here.
Yeah.
And whoever picks it up can have it.
What's the truth of it is, we've heard it 100 million times in our life.
Can't take it with you when you go.
Exactly. I was fixing to say those words exactly. We've heard it 1 million times. You can't take it with you. You can't take it with you.
Yeah.
Right? You're supposed to leave it behind for the people behind you. It's really not about you. It's about the people behind you.
Okay. It's going to probably be kind of a controversial thing, though. I don't necessarily believe that, like leaving it for the people behind me.
I meant your children.
And I don't necessarily believe that. Like my mom is very adamant. You know, she's like, you have this. You're my beneficiary here. You know, blah 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 blah. This, that, and the other. And I'm not trying to bring that part up, but I wasn't. She didn't raise me, you know, my mom nor my dad. My dad says the same kind of things to me. Oh, something happens to me. This house is yours. This is, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, neither one of y'all raised me to depend on what you were leaving me.
Yeah.
You raised me, thankfully, to be able to stand on my own 2 feet and take care of myself.
Right.
That being said, life isn't promised. Live your life. If you have money and you want to go on these trips or you want to go do something, go. Don't worry about what you're leaving your children because.
Sure. Yeah. And I think that's a double-edged kind of situation, right? It's good to leave something behind. Yeah, but if that's all your focus is,
I'm leaving my memory. You're lucky I'm not leaving you bills. Just be thankful for that. I'm not leaving you debt.
Unfortunately for my children, you got debt. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm just kidding. You said you're lucky if I don't leave you bills. Yeah. Oh, man. But I think inheritance is a part of it. Like, it's a biblical concept.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I got it.
Right?
Yeah.
A family inheritance. But the inheritance is passed down generation to generation. Right? So the wealth that Jacob had, or that was passed down to Jacob, was many generations ahead of that.
Yeah, you're talking generational wealth. That's completely different. That's like trying to spend Jeff Bezos money in this lifetime. It's impossible.
It's not going to happen, bro.
It's impossible.
So why you need all
You're
that?
You're going to leave something to somebody. It's going to happen. That dude's already been through one divorce, lost half of his fortune. He's still, second or third richest man in the world? Well, that we know of.
I'm not even a thousandaire, so I don't know how that's going to work.
I'm a hundredaire.
I'm a hundredaire-ish sometimes.
Wait.
Some days. What you got in your pocket? I got zero. I got dust in my pocket. Dust in the wind.
I'm a multiple hundredaire.
Doing good. The blessed life, baby. That's what I'm talking about. You got a couple of gas tanks in there.
Yeah, 520s and 100.
Docente.
I'm a couple hundredaire.
That's awesome. I was thinking about, like, okay, we're coming into this milestone episode of 100, and kind of like what we were talking about with that other video, like the power of things, like we kind of give things too much importance, or like
the 6-7 video.
Yeah, the 6-7 video. We make it more powerful.
The more you
than
harp
it
on it, the more life you give to it.
Right, right. And I think it is a very important milestone, and I thought for several weeks about, like, how can we make this different? How can we make it something special? You know, what can we do? And to be perfectly honest with you, I've been entirely too busy to put too much attention to it, which is unfortunate because I'd like to. I had a couple of thoughts and things like that. But the truth of it is what we're doing is, this is what it is.
Yeah.
And changing it just because it's a special day, I don't know that that's necessary, right? I think if you want to do something special, do something special.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be just because, right? It's kind of like, go ahead.
No, because this is not even relative to what we're talking about. This is like, squirrel moment? That's what I just did.
Yeah, okay, and it's cool. It's
finish
kinda
your
like,
story okay, in this.
It's kind of like Valentine's Day, right? I don't need that. I don't need a day to show my wife that I love her, right?
Yeah.
It's the same idea. I don't need a special day to set aside time to remember to tell my wife how much I love her, show her how much I love her. If I'm not doing that already, that's a problem.
Yeah, but you better not miss that anniversary, son.
My wife misses our anniversary. Are you kidding me?
Oh, ooh, fork.
I'm one of the lucky ones, bro. I got the blessed life. Thank you, Jesus. We both forgot one year. We sat there on our anniversary night. We had a great night. Had a good time, like listening to music and just had a good time. The next day, I was like, oh, crap. It was our anniversary. And I called her and I was like, hey, we are both terrible. And she's like, what? I was like, yesterday was our anniversary. She goes, shit. It was our anniversary.
Dude.
I mean, thank you, Jesus. I got lucky on that one.
Holy.
Okay, squirrel. Show me the squirrel.
So my boy got his thumbnail popped back in.
What?
Yes. They pushed his cuticle back until they could squeeze the thumbnail back up under it. Yeah, they worked it around real slow. So he still got his thumbnail.
And it went like popped it back in like freaking.
They just like worked the cuticle back until they got it pushed back around the thumbnail. And then they like.
What? I would have to think the tissue underneath it is so traumatized. Dude.
When he came in there and he's like, do I need to go to the doctor? And I looked at his thumb. I was like,
please go to the doctor.
Let's go. Like, let's go. We got to go. So for just for context, so that everybody knows what I'm talking about, his thumbnail popped out from back here and was laying on top of the skin.
Ugh.
Still attached.
That's but it was crazy.
Popped out and laying up here.
Hey, ching out.
Mm. It was the most gruesome thing I've ever seen. And he's just standing there like nothing. He's like, do you think I need to go to the doctor? Let's go. Like, come on, dude. Go get your wallet and all your crap. We got to go.
He's grabbing it with that.
Yeah, hand. And I don't know if it was so much that if it just like pushed all that skin back, but it was just the way it was laying on top.
That's creepy. How deep does your fingernail go?
Dude, it was like.
It goes in there.
That much of it was
quarter
like.
Quarter inch?
I bet it goes in there more than that. I don't know. I mean, there was like that much of it.
That's trippy.
Halfway between my knuckle and where my cuticle is.
Wow.
Yeah.
So your nail is regenerating that deep into your freaking.
I guess so. Dude.
Skin. That's
yeah, but it was like. Weird.
Like a reverse taco.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. You know, like you, like, I don't know if you've ever like,
mm-hmm.
like I've like been working on stuff and I've shoved a piece of metal up under my thumbnail as I was pushing.
Yeah.
And I've ripped the thumbnail away this way.
Yeah.
Not like the whole thing. Like I haven't folded the whole thing back, but I've ripped a chunk of it back. And
it's painful, man. You're making my fingers hurt.
Yeah, and the whole time I'm talking to him, I'm like, you all right? And he's just like,
he's like, I don't know what to think right now.
He's like, I can feel my heartbeat in my thumb. Like, I know, bro.
I bet you can. Oh, my goodness.
That was my aha moment. I seen him this morning. First thing I did was run up to him. I was like, dude, how's it? Because I talked to him Friday. Called him Friday to talk, or text him Friday to talk to him, see if he'd made it home yet, you know. And he's like, yeah, they fixed it. And I was like, what?
What?
They fixed it.
Wow.
So my mind was already, I was already like, what do you mean they fixed it? So I run up to him this morning, I was like, so what do you mean they fixed it? He's like, oh, they tucked it back in. Yeah. They tucked it back in. I was like, what?
That's crazy, dude. That's crazy. I didn't even know they would even try to do that.
I didn't either. I thought, dude, they're going to rip that sumbitch off. And he's like all paranoid, too.
When you
like,
described it to I'm me, like that's talking what to him. I was like, dude,
you know what they're going to do? They're going to give you some injections. They're going to grab it with some pliers, and they're going to rip it off.
And
the whole time he's looking at me like, are you freaking kidding me right now? He's like, there's not good enough drugs for this.
You know that's going to bleed like a stuck pig, too, if you do that.
They fixed it.
That's crazy.
Fixed it.
You know, still don't think it'll fall off?
I don't know. Man.
I mean, the tissue is so damaged underneath there. I don't know if it'll reacclimate or not. I don't know.
I don't know how. But they apparently the emergency room knows.
And they're like, just tuck it back in. It'll be fine. It's like
drop him off at one of them little dock in a box, you know, them little Cracker Jack care today.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Urgent Express or I can't remember the name of that thing. Yeah. Drop him off at one of them. But just, I talked to him later like, oh, yeah, I'm at the ER. I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, they fixed it. Damn, I thought the dock in a box was going to rip it off. I didn't know that. I didn't think they were going
to
be like,
butt to the freaking ER. That's
I didn't
crazy.
Think they were going
to
do that, but.
Interesting.
Anyways, that has nothing to do with.
No, it has nothing to do
with. Bumper sticker wisdom, but that was my squirrel moment. Like we were talking, I was just like, oh.
I meant to tell you.
Yeah, I was going to tell you something. I was going to tell you that when I first got here, and I just.
It's funny. It's really funny. Last week we talked about. Well, we talked about lead up into, we actually talked to the statistics. That's what I was fixing to say.
Here we go. It's getting deep now. I'm making up words.
I need to go find all of those instances and make one long blooper reel out of it because it's happened a bunch of times. The statistics on, you know, like just how.
we'll take.
Remember when we were talking about the pipe and not the glug glug pipe?
It just happened again, and it happened to you that time. Earlier
I inhaled while I was trying to swallow.
God almighty.
Okay, continue on with your story.
It's gone off the rails so far already. We were talking about the statistics, kind of about, you know, like just the longevity of podcasts and things like that. And I was like, you know, there's really not good numbers on, like, firm numbers on how many podcasts have actually been released. There's so many sources, bro. It's.
Yeah. Okay. But I don't think. Okay. So you can't compare apples to oranges.
Sure.
So all these podcasts, you got to think of it like this. The most successful ones are usually the funny ones, usually pretty vulgar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to be a little harder to gain traction with something that, I'm not going to say like we're just really conservative with how we act and how we talk. I would say that we're still pretty edgy at times.
Yeah. Oh,
but it's
for sure.
But the subject is not what is typically talked about. So it's going to be a little harder. Now, what is that kid's name? Bryce Crawford?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Him.
Yeah.
You got the Cliff Nettle, whatever his name is. Yep. You got the Ryan Miller.
George Janko.
Like, there's a ton of them that are, like, super popular that are,
yep.
They probably get a crap ton of viewers or listeners and viewers and stuff. But it's not like you see on all the other ones. Like, you see, I mean, there's basically a podcast for everything. So I think the only way to really compare the analytics would be to compare it to something in the same genre. And we're really, I don't know that I've heard anybody that is like we are.
We're a little bit different. Christ-centered, but.
We're still figuring it out. We were just talking about me doing a Ford F-150 commercial. It's going to be in the bloopers. Check it out. It's
hilarious. It's one of the funniest things ever.
But we still don't have that.
You can't really fit us into that box.
Exactly. It's not. 100%. We don't. It would be a very huge disservice to put ourselves in that category with the Bryce Crawfords, the Ryan Millers, the Cliff Nettles, the George Jankos, those guys, because I'm not trying to sell us short, but they're on a whole different level when it comes to the study and the understanding.
Sure.
And the, like, dude, you use scripture in the right way at all times, no matter what. I always hear you, and I'm like, phew,
thanks. Well, I appreciate that.
You always know when to use it, which is a great thing. It's great. But we're not. When I hear those people, it's like that's what they do. That's all they do.
Yeah.
They study these scenarios. It's not just the word. It's not just the Bible. They study these different scenarios, and they've played the scenarios in their heads to where it's so much that they know how to lay out a hypothetical situation of why the Bible should be interpreted this way and what it means. You know what I mean? Like they're it's like their true. It's like the difference of a Harvard student and a
WT
Amarillo College student.
Sure.
You know what I mean? You both have the same common goal. You both know how to use it, but there's just a big difference in the
presentation.
The presentation. Yeah,
100%. I would tell you, like, if you ever pay too much attention to George Janko, I think he's closer along our line than most others.
Yeah.
He's still a person who sees himself as a very fledgling type of follower. He had a following before he started that.
Yeah. He was part of the impulsive thing, wasn't it? Or the,
who are those dudes again?
Jake Paul.
And, the Pauls. Yeah. Yes. He was friends with the Paul brothers, and you know, they had their own thing and they had a podcast and he was a part of that, and he split off because they had a falling out.
Yeah. And then he started this.
He said it was part because of his relationship with Christ and his trying to
get in further into that and things like that. Like it kind of fell apart. And, you know,
there's,
good for him.
There's one of them. Man, I don't want to butcher this. I'm not, because I don't want to like put any negativity in a situation that I don't know the full facts. But there's one of them that is starting to, it's one of the Pauls that are starting to like really consider the fact that it's real.
And I think it was Logan.
I think it is Logan.
Who?
It was Logan that made it. It was a joke at first. I do know that it was a joke. Right. And then now it's like he's starting to kind of
give it some consideration.
Yeah.
Kind of like Joe Rogan is kind of starting to give it some consideration.
Yeah, Joe Rogan's like going to church now, and he has, you know, I mean, one of the most impactful videos that I've ever seen him have is the one with Chris Rock. I mean, Kid Rock.
Oh, Kid Rock. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When he says, how do you know? Yeah. How do you know that Jesus really says my faith?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that's 100% right. Like, it's not, how do you know the wind's blowing?
Because it's blowing.
Not because you can see it.
Because you can feel it.
Because you can feel it. It's the same thing. Your relationship with Christ is the same way. You may not be able to seal it. You may not be able to touch it. You can't touch the wind either.
Yeah.
But you can still feel its presence. It's the same way.
Do you know you just quoted scripture without knowing you quoted scripture?
What?
Christ makes the same reference about the wind and like nobody knows where it's going and or whatever. Like he makes essentially the same reference you just made, and that is scripture.
Score one for the good guys. The jackass that didn't even know he did it.
Most of us. I think, though, that that's an important and an intrinsic part of the relationship with Christ, though. When you start, like, you just start doing it and you don't even realize you're doing it, right? Like, it's just because you start to have an understanding of what faith looks like and what the reality of it is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Like, you can't see hope.
Yeah.
You can't see the things you hope for. You can imagine them, but you're still not seeing them.
Yeah.
Right? It's the evidence of things not seen. That's faith. Faith is, I don't know where the wind is blowing, but I know it's there and I know it's blowing.
Yeah, I know it's going that way.
Because I can see the.
Yeah.
when you're in our area, you see trees bow over. Yeah.
All you got to do is watch a flagpole or look at around here in the spring and the fall. Just watch the grass. You can see the prairie grass. You can be like, oh, yeah, because it looks like waves going through there.
You can definitely see which direction it's going. Yeah, 100%. And I think that's a testament to just starting to have an understanding of what faith really is, right? And God's word is important. It is a very, very important part of the story. However, the relationship, if the word for the sake of the word isn't the thing, it's the relationship. Right? So you use God's word to get to know him. It's so you can grow your relationship.
Yeah.
Right? I can't sit across from God like I can from you and him call me out about my freaking lack of faith towards our relationship, right? Like you can. Where you're like, bro, God's not doing that to me. I have to go into that book to find it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, that's what I hear. And so it has nothing to do with your level of knowledge or our level of knowledge or expertise or whatever. It's experience. Man, I feel it. I know that this is true. I know that this is right. Am I good at it? No.
Dude, you know what's – okay, so do you know what's scary? And it's only scary because it reminds me personally of how bad I am dropping the ball. Like, I know 1,000% wholeheartedly that what I'm being taught in the Bible and what we learn in church and in Bible studies and all this stuff, like, I'm wholeheartedly am, like, nothing can deter me from knowing that that's the truth.
Right.
Nothing can.
Right.
But still, When I hear something, you know, like, you got to be really careful, because when you a while back, a video popped up And it was a video of Kenneth Copeland saying the biggest loser in the Bible is God. Have you seen that video?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to play that. I don't want to do any of that.
Correct.
If anybody wants to know about that, I'm sure it's probably pretty easy to find. But when he starts that video, for, you know, it's not like I take it to heart and I'm like, oh, you know what? He is the biggest loser in the Bible. That's not what I'm saying. When that video started and I was like, you know, first I'm like, wait a minute, what? Yeah. You know, like it's almost humiliating because he got me.
Yeah.
Like
he sucked you into the vortex.
I bit on it. For that split second, I bit on it and I forgot what my faith really was.
Mm-hmm.
So when something like that happened, you know, like I'm like embarrassed for myself, you know, like I put my phone down. I was like, what?
Yeah.
How did that draw me in?
Yeah. You know, what you're pointing out is what we've been pointing out about how easily deceived we are.
Pray before you watch that video, because it's not one of those that are just so convincing it grabs you and just holds and drags you in. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those that just pray before you go into that, because you're going to want the clarity of really. Because when he started talking, I was like, dude, what?
You need the Holy Spirit discernment.
Discernment, yes.
Yeah, I was going to say dissension. Can you believe that shit? Discernment.
Cheese and rice.
I don't know why that's what the word that came up, but discernment. You need the Holy Spirit discernment.
I think we need to have an English class in here every now and then.
Bro, if an English teacher walks in here, she's going to smack me in the face. Pow! Shut up! Pow!
I'm one to talk.
I was wondering, do you think there's got to be one that has a million views that would be worth watching?
Oh, yeah, I guarantee you. But you're going to have to find, like, the real ones. You can't find the reposts. And you know what I mean? The real ones are going to have, like, the millions views. But, like, you'd have to go to, like, Joe Rogan. Like, go up. You know, like, I don't know if it's the same on a computer, but, like, when you click on your phone, like, if you search up Joe Rogan, it'll give you, like, Joe Rogan the creator.
When you just search it?
Yeah. Yeah. So then go and click on him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, look at that. Fudsicles.
9.5 million
views. I wonder how many likes does that video have?
You see what they did at the Porsche Museum? They glued themselves to the floor.
So almost
Porsche
a million.
Shut the lights off and left the place. Off. Glued themselves to the Porsche Museum, but needed to go potty. Staff.
Less than a million on 9.5 million views.
Way to go back to that.
You see what they did at the Porsche Museum? They glued themselves to the floor, so the Porsche people just shut the lights off and left the place. Off. Glued themselves to the Porsche Museum, but needed to go potty. Staff simply left, turning off heat and lights, rather than calling the police. Good for you, Porsche. It's so dumb. It's like starting a conversation. Conversation's already
glued happened. Themselves to the floor. Like, okay, cool. Shut the lights off and locked them in there.
Oh, goodness. To try to find that, though, man.
Okay.
In his hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of videos.
Just go back and search Joe Rogan and Kid Rock, but look for that little thing.
The little check mark?
No, the little Joe Rogan thing.
Oh, I see what you're saying. His little logo?
Yeah, see, that's not him. You'll know it because it's gonna pop off the charts right off the bat. You know what I mean? It'll probably be in the millions of views, too. Oh, if for anybody that heard that, that's my black and tan coonhound out there.
How's he doing?
He probably heard us talking, too. Is what's going on with him?
Let's see what this one is. I think this is pretty close.
Yeah.
I know it's a repost, but.
Yeah. I just was curious to see what.
If you go to one place, where would you go? If you had one shot, you can go back in time once and survive and come back to the future. Where would you go?
Jesus.
But what if there was nobody there?
Be even better. I get them all to myself. Just me and Jesus?
No, I mean, what if Jesus wasn't there? What if you go back and you're like, I just want to go see Jesus? And you're like, okay, time.
He'd be there. He's there.
You think there's a real Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely?
Absolutely. 1,000%.
What makes you convinced?
My faith.
It's the most heart. I mean, that's the most beautiful thing.
I mean, that's a good answer.
And I think he goes into, I actually remember seeing it. He goes into talking about how, like, it would be really cool if it was real, right? Like, and
Kid Rock's all, do you want to meet him?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, you can meet him. Do you want to meet him?
Yeah. And good for Kid Rock. You know what I mean? Like,
okay. But that's okay. That's, those are the kind of moments when, okay. Correct me if I'm wrong. You know, when we are supposed to be fishes of men, that's a fisher of men. But Joe Rogan is intrigued. He's receiving the message.
Right.
You have some that you can start that conversation and they're immediately like, dude, get the away from me.
Yep.
Like, get away from me. Don't talk to me. If you talk to me again, I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Yeah.
That is not the person that you need to keep trying to beat the message down their throat, because God doesn't want you to put yourself in a position where you're going to get beat up for trying or have to defend yourself and hurt someone else for trying to preach the word. That's not, I don't feel like personally that's how it's intended. A conversation like that is the true meaning of being a fisher of men. Like, one of them is very curious. The other one has the answers. It's a conversation that's going down and both of them are getting something out of it. You know, Kid Rock's obviously getting it off his chest. He's setting the hook and reeling them in, you know?
Yep. Well, and to kind of revisit what we were talking about, kind of like us, ourselves, and like our approach to this and things like that, like, go listen to the rest of that conversation, and Kid Rock is not much different than you and me.
Yeah.
He's actually worse in a lot of ways as far as like his vulgarity and things like that. Like,
I don't know, dude. The show has never seen me in my true environment. Like, they've never witnessed me in my own habitat. You know what I mean? Like,
I understand what you're trying to tell
me. You've seen it, and you there. Well, I have friends
seen that it too. Like, yeah.
That are like, dude, what is going on up there? Like, you really probably need to go seek help. And it's not because of my beliefs. It's because of my sense of humor. It's because of the things that I say off kilter, like off the top, just out of nowhere. You know,
more often than not, it makes me laugh.
Usually, like, yeah, usually, but there's a lot of people out there that I've said a couple things in front of some people at work where they're like,
"You saying some slick shit,"
but it's usually because I'm calling them out.
Yeah,
yeah. And, you know, when you start doing that, it's
People don't like the truth. Faced with truth, people shy away real fast. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, most people don't like the truth. Most people don't. You don't ask my opinion, because I'm going to tell you the truth, and then you're going to be mad at me because I told you exactly the truth. You know what I mean? Don't ask me how I feel.
I don't know. Dude, I don't know, because I've had a lot.
Not you.
No.
Okay.
I've had quite the interaction with a couple of different people that have been very receptive. Mm. And it's like, hey, dude, look, man, this is what it is. This is where things need to change. And they're like, boom, boom, boom. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't, you know, I've had a ton of interactions that have been that way. And then, and things changed. Like, I'm talking about getting an employee going from being bottom of the barrel to top.
Yeah.
Over the truth being.
Simply by telling them you ain't cutting
the
mustard.
Hey, like, no, not necessarily. Just like, hey, oh, you're way better than that. Way better than that. You're too good to be that.
Yeah.
I cut it out, jackass. You know what I mean? Like,
that's one of my favorite messages to deliver. Is like, look, dude, you're better than what you're showing me right now. I don't know why you're sitting here trying to give yourself an excuse. But that's a different thing, though. Like, when I'm talking about...
It's still the truth. It's the truth. When you're presenting it, true. Some people are going to receive it.
Yeah.
But some people are, you look, the ones that are not going to receive it are the ones that are afraid of it. They're usually the ones that are, they're wearing that mask. They got a lot to lose by being exposed by the truth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the people that are not, they're not going to receive it. They're not going to be very receptive to the truth.
God's word says that what is in the dark will come to the light.
Yeah. And there's and people out, there's people out there that have a mask on that are, there's someone that the whole world thinks is this person and they're actually this person.
Yeah.
Those are the people that have a hard time dealing with the truth. You I mean, if a person has nothing to hide, you can throw everything in the book at them and they will never waver.
Yeah.
But even a person with the slightest little thing to hide is going to buckle a little because it's like, yeah. Oh, ooh, man, I'm about to get exposed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's I'm about to turn into the Diddy. You know, that dude, everybody got exposed and that dude got popped. Like, man, he's like, dude, this, I don't, it's going to be the next Epstein list, bro. The people that used to attend his parties, dude.
We were talking the other a few weeks ago about, like God calls you by name and not by your sin.
Yeah, and this, and the enemy calls you by your sin and not by your name.
And like thinking about like, I was kind of naming out a few of the and like the profound thought that came. I could see it on like your body language said the whole story about like God. Could you imagine?
Oh yeah.
If God were to call you out by your sin, just call you by your sin or your wrongdoings.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, I don't want that to happen. Not at all.
And I get over here, you freaking drunk.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know what I mean?
I said masturbator.
Yeah. Are you a fisherman?
I'm a master of baiter.
Do you bait your own hook? Then you're a master baiter.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, but you see what I'm saying? Like, it's the same idea. Like, but some of us are ready to confront that truth.
Yeah.
Right? There's concepts within God's word about confessing your sins to each other, right? Your failure doesn't have to be public knowledge. You know that, right? It doesn't have to go out to the whole masses for everybody to hear, but you need to talk about it to someone.
Well, I don't know, man. I've said this to you a bunch too. There's a certain part of your life that when you fail at it and it's something that's been detrimental to your life,
yeah,
when you can openly talk about it, I'm not saying like just give everybody the details, but when you can openly talk about it, that's part of the healing part. Like that's when I realized that the things that I was fighting were no longer had the vice on me.
Right.
It was like, those were the things where I could look back and be like, poof, man, that sucked. Don't want to do that no more. You know what I mean? Right, like, but that's why it got to the point where it was very important. And I've talked about this too. Like the moment I actually got to sit down with my mom and I openly told her like, dude, you have no idea the problems that I had.
Yeah.
You had no idea the drugs that I was doing.
I can only imagine the amount of shame you felt going into the conversation, but how free you felt.
But I actually didn't. She knew. She knew. I mean, I got arrested on a distribution charge.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She knew.
Yeah.
She knew. But I was still in the background like, no, mom, it wasn't mine. I was just, you know what I mean? Like, I was running around with it in my pocket. I'm not using. I was just trying to make a couple extra bucks.
Right.
You know, and it's like, okay, she knows. She knows.
Yeah, might as well
live. And so the moment that I had I'm not going to say the courage because it was a chicken shit way of me handling the situation to begin with. But the moment that I had, was bold enough to be honest was the moment that I was like, okay, that no longer controls me. I was like, hey, mom, listen. Yep. I was strung out. I was battling that demon.
Riding the dragon.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy? She's like, I know.
Yeah.
Well, I knew you knew, but yeah, I have to get it off my chest now. And then now, every now and then, you know, I'll make a joke.
And she's always like,
Jason, stop. I was like, yeah, back when I used to do meth. She's like, Jason, stop.
What? We're not going to act like it didn't happen. Yeah, like,
what? Well, you know.
I can already see.
My wife and my mom both, man. My wife gets really pissed.
When you do that?
When I do stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah. Because huh. I usually do it in front of people that I probably shouldn't do it in front of. You know?
Come on, man.
Nah. At one point, I don't remember what we were talking about. We were talking about weight loss or something. I was like, shit.
Like, I know a guy that knows a guy that is cooks for a guy.
It's the best way. You're going to lose a
ton
ever.
Of weight. You might lose your front teeth, but you're going to lose a ton of weight.
You might lose a lot of other things along with it. That's hilarious, dude.
Episode 100. This is the route we took. Golly.
It, you know what it is? It's exactly what we've been doing the whole time. Yeah. We come in with zero agenda.
Dude, you know,
one of the two of us might
episode 100. We still have the same freaking shirt sitting there from episode 58.
Yeah, they're behind me. Yes, you see those right
what
there?
The hell?
We need to sell those.
Dude. Can we put those on our website?
We can. I have to work at it, but yeah.
Dude, then all of a sudden we're responsible for shipping them things. Yeah, so like now you got to get an alert when an order gets placed, and then
I've got some thoughts. We're not going to talk about it right here, but I've got some thoughts on that because I mean, if you're gonna do it, you might as well go in, right? And I think if that might be another thing for later. We talked last week a little bit about like I don't want to go down that road, but we talked a little bit about like how we support this thing. And like literally comes out of every cent of it comes out of our own back pocket,
yeah.
Out of money that's we earned from not doing this.
Yeah.
We've made a whole like $4.80.
It's enough to buy. Yeah, it's really not
an energy drink. I can buy an energy drink.
You know, I haven't bought an energy drink at a store in.
Where the hell are you buying them?
Like, well, you know, that's a very true statement.
You said at a store. Like, where the hell are
my
you
wife, buying? I just go in there and they're in the refrigerator. That's what I'm kind of getting at.
That's awesome. He's like, I go in there
and I'm like, oh,
it's freaking magic, yeah. Bro.
I'm like, dude, cherry slush. I love that one. That was my favorite, the Alani cherry slush. I'm like, oh,
that
crap.
Is a good one.
Yeah.
Like that one.
Open the refrigerator. I'm like, Yahtzee. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yahtzee.
But I haven't personally gone and bought one in a long time. I just opened my refrigerator and they're in there.
That is hilarious.
I sound like a friggin' airhead, too, right now.
Come on, bro. Oh, man. That's funny. You know, we haven't really focused a whole lot of attention on trying to monetize. And I don't think that because it's not necessarily our primary goal. Our primary goal is just grow it so that people can be helped. Along with helping ourselves and helping us grow our relationship and our faith. But again, there is some level of investment in that, like you would like to see a return on that investment, right? Of course.
I agree, but I think the return on investment that we've always really kind of stood on was not the financial side of it. The return on investment was how many people are we going to reach? How many people are we going to not, I'm not necessarily saying just like totally convert. I'm saying, you know, cause it is, that's not how you, that usually you just kind of pique a little bit of an interest and someone's like, oh, wait, what's this? And then it's like, that's how I always end up getting hardcore into something.
Yeah.
Like another creator's content. It's one little thing catches me. And it's like, as I'm drifting off into left field, that one little thing catches me. It's like, whoop, back over here.
Right. Right.
That's kind of the thing that the return on the investment we're talking about. It's like, how many people are we going to catch? Like little bits here and there.
Yep.
Those little things add up because they're going to be like, oh, hey,
yep.
My uncle now listens.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And well, the thing is
you want to hear it? Shame on me. I didn't even know he was that avid of a Christ follower. Shame on me. He talks about this little church that they go to and he's like the pastor that he's really good friends with and like all this stuff. And I'm just like, dude, shame on me for not taking enough of an interest in your life that I didn't know that already.
Right. Right. Man. I mean, okay.
And he's spreading it to like, she's not my aunt. Like she's like my great aunt, I guess she would be. He gave her our website.
So now that a baby?
She's checking it out. You know, it's
my
like,
thing is like nobody benefits from us quitting.
You're a right? liar. You're a liar. Somebody does benefit from us quitting.
Yeah, but it's the wrong side of the story.
Yeah, but you gotta. You're right. Those are the kind of that's things exactly that you have right. to remember.
Yeah, that's exactly
when
right.
you talk about quitting. It's there's one person, there's one being that benefits the most,
and his little minions. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I have no intention of quitting, so like I don't feel like that's a problem.
No, but I mean,
I'm just saying. We talked about last week. We were kind of talking about how like when we were like you know. I knew somebody else that had made it like four episodes and were out, right? And yeah. we're talking about how easy it would have been to do that. At this point,
well,
there's no benefit. But
there, it's that's two different playing fields.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's four episodes.
100.
Before we even bought this thing.
That's freaking crazy, bro.
Yeah, that was we recorded four episodes before we even got that thing.
That's true.
Okay, that I don't remember.
It's
what
called
that
a
was.
Rode Coster.
I don't
Pro.
Know, but I don't remember what that how much that thing cost. But it was enough that we're like, okay, we really got to make at least 12 more episodes, you know. And then it started like, oh, okay, now we have a dedicated podcast booth. We have a website that you so graciously created, and we have. I mean, we have things that are invested in this that aren't just. You know,
it's not just doing it.
No, but it comes to a point where like, okay, look, if you repetitively just beat on a wall, okay, and it's a mile long, 100 feet tall, and you just repetitively beat on it, and it's blocking your way to righteousness, let's say that, and every day a new stone falls. Every day a new stone falls. After you get 100 stones down, are you gonna quit? You can see the golden sun rays and all this awesome shit on the other side.
Yeah.
You're not gonna stop.
Yeah.
You're probably gonna start beating on it harder. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like you're probably gonna start trying to take two stones down a day.
100%.
You know what I mean? You're not just gonna stop. It's the same concept.
Yep. 100%.
You're invested in this now. Okay, look, man, I can see what's on the other side at this point. Like, it's all rainbows and lollipops like I thought it was going to be. Now, let's get over there.
We just got to get there.
Yeah, it's the only way to do it is to beat the wall down. I mean,
I think that our biggest roadblock, not roadblock, but the biggest discouragement is that we haven't had a whole lot of, like, interaction. But truthfully, there's
been. That's shame on us, though.
Exactly. There's been some.
Yeah, but that's shame on us. Now what happens is we're putting too much faith in people.
Ooh.
And when you put faith in people, you're going to get let down. Put your faith in the Lord and walk forward.
Touche.
Quit putting your faith in people. That's where we're stubbing our toes right off the bat.
Yep.
It's like, hey, come on, guys.
What's with
Help
y'all?
Help us out. Yeah, yeah. Come on. We're getting tired here. You know what I mean? But that's where we're dropping the ball.
But those who trust in the Lord renew their strength. They soar high on wings like eagles,
that
right?
That was the last one. That was
Isaiah
last week.
Chapter 53.
It's
yes.
40.
40. 40?
40. Isaiah 40.
Yes. We trust in the Lord, right? Your strength is renewed.
Soar high like eagles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know
I don't know
if I could. I think it's. Let me try. It starts with. Do you
I
not
said
know?
It last week, and I'm not. I'll butcher it if I try to say it right now.
It says something to the effect of, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the Creator of all the earth." Right. Starts there. Those who trust in the Lord.
I don't know. All I remember
is their strength.
Renews their strength and they soar high on wings like eagles. So, I did not read verse
1
12, 13 and 14 or whatever. I don't know. It's Isaiah 40. I know that. It's out of Isaiah 40.
There you go.
40:31.
There you go.
Oof. Oof.
Okay.
I only know that because that one hung on to me. Like, I walked around with that one all day. Last Tuesday, I was like,
I'm just gonna keep this one with me.
Yeah. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint.
Okay. We're going to start with.
Yeah, go to the one that she says is probably going to be like 30.
Right here, 28.
Oh, yeah.
Have you not heard? Have you not understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint.
What's after that?
That's the end of this chapter.
What a douche. I didn't even know that. Golly. I was doing so good, and I struck out right there. Like, you even put the ball on the tee. All I had to do was swing the bat, like, and I still missed. Golly.
But that block of scripture, though, starting in verse 28, right? Isaiah 40, 28 through 31, it's exactly what you were talking about, though. Like, we're not relying on man-made, human-made stuff. We're not relying on their... We're just relying on the Lord, and that's it. We need to trust in him, and that's it.
Yeah.
What we do is what we
so
do.
So much faith in people.
Stop. Don't even put your faith in me, Mira. Don't do that, because I'm going to let you down. I promise you. Yeah.
I don't know. I put a lot of faith in you.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why?
Not like spiritual faith.
Okay.
Just a lot of faith that you'll have the answers when I have the questions.
And I have a lot of faith that you'll have the questions to challenge me. Yeah. So, hey, look, it goes both ways. Like, sometimes I don't have the answer right away, and sometimes...
Yeah, but usually you'll text me later on. You'll be like, hey, so...
Check this out.
Yeah, that shit we were talking about, this is what it is.
It's because it makes me... Because my initial thought is always like... I can't tell you how many times I'll be like 40 words into a text and be like, delete.
Oh, yeah.
I need to go.
That's why I call.
Yeah.
Like, I called you Friday.
Yeah.
That's why I called.
Yeah.
I call, like, dude, when it's like that, when it's one of them where I know it's going to be multiple paragraphs, not doing that.
Yeah. I might as well just call.
First off, the think tank up here is bubbling, and so
it's boiling. Yeah, over.
It's gonna start when the conversation starts. It's gonna make sense by the time it's all said and done, and I get done typing my paragraphs. You're gonna be like, "What is this dude talking about?"
It made sense for about 3 sentences.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, until the third consecutive question mark, and then it's like, "What is wrong with it?"
Going on right
yeah.
Now. Oh my goodness.
Okay, I need a minute. Dude, because I have it, but I forgot it.
It's okay.
That's a good one, too. It's a little dark.
You know what? I'm going to use Paulo Coelho again.
All right.
He's going to be episode 100.
All right. I got this one.
Throw me the softball.
I invented an air freshener that I control with my mind.
Okay.
Makes sense when you think about it.
Yes, it does. It makes absolute sense.
Makes sense when you think about it.
Wow. That was a good one. That is a very good one. I like that one. It's a good century mark joke. So Paulo Coelho, the world is changed by your example, not your opinion.
Whew.
Almost made you choke on that drink, didn't I?
No, you know what that reminds me of? Just because you're offended doesn't mean you're right.
That's exactly right, 100%. We've talked about that a few times. And that's part of
it. Break your lead?
I'm using a pencil.
I heard it crack. I was like.
Yeah, it does. It's like, just because you're offended doesn't mean you're right.
Yeah.
It just means you got offended. And you can be offended. That's okay. Yeah. Doesn't mean you're right about the topic.
I get offended every day. I'm married to my wife. She lets me have it. And so, yeah, I mean, but 99% of the time she's right.
The world is changed by your example.
It's great to have you. Welcome to the show. Numero 100.
100 y uno.
Next for everybody week. That doesn't understand Spanglish, it's 100.
On to the Ford commercial.
On to the Ford commercial.